This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Denver is at the center of intense speculation and national arguments about political violence. That's after the shooting death of a man at a rally over the weekend. Leslie Herrod, a state representative for Denver, called for calm as police investigate.
I am concerned about escalation. And again, I hope that we can come together and have conversations and also look after each other and protect each other. This is not a time for violence. It's the time for us to stand up for one another and support each other in nonviolence.
Matthew Doloff, a security guard, is being held in the investigation of the death. The victim, Lee Keltner, appeared to be part of a right-wing demonstration. COVID-19 appears to be spreading in Colorado in numbers not seen in weeks. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
According to the state, 288 people are now hospitalized with COVID-19. It's the highest number since the end of May, though the state's hospital system still has capacity to handle more. Another trouble spot, the positivity rate, which is the percentage of tests with positive results. That number is now up above 4%, the highest it's been since early August, and closer to the worrisome 5% threshold. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The University of Northern Colorado today is launching a COVID-19 surveillance testing program. It's a random sampling of a specific percentage of students in university housing. It will allow monitoring of real-time COVID-19 trends and allow for faster interventions. This is CPR News.